We're looking at the importance of prayer. If you grant me the acknowledgement that prayer is important, and then take the next step to say that prayer is important to you, then it means we need to actually come to the place where we dedicate time to pray. Set it apart. Dedicate it. Let us actually pray. One thing to study it, one thing to read about it, another thing to actually do it. But the only actual way of growing in the Lord is to actually be a person of prayer. So, four thoughts. Number one, glorify God in your time. You see, it's not good enough to say, I don't have time for this. You do have the time. The question is, what are you spending your time on? Glorify God in your time. It was Martin Luther who, you know, his very life was forfeit to many of the leaders around because of the reforms he wanted to bring into Roman Catholicism. He wrote that he had so much to do every day that he couldn't spend any less than 2 hours in the morning in prayer. He had to go, what? Wait a minute, too much to do, have to spend 2 hours in prayer, you know, just, that's not the way we think. But he was saying, if I'm going to get it done and if I'm going to do anything worthwhile, then I have to begin my life in the morning orienting myself to God. So, what about your time? Have you glorified God in your time? Maybe in your effort, maybe in your offerings, but how about your time? Then secondly, schedule an important time with God. I don't know how to say this, but important time, what I mean is you have an important appointment. I want you to think that through for a moment. If you have an important appointment with someone, whoever that would be, whatever that may mean, it means certain things that you will do and not do. You will prepare yourself to make the most of that appointment. You will be careful in the scheduling of it, that it's not going to be interrupted with a bunch of other appointments. This is the important one. So schedule it. Put it on the schedule. Don't wait during the day to see if you end up having time for prayer. Schedule an important time with God. And as a corollary to that, number three, eliminate interruptions. Turn off your phone. Stop the internet connections. Don't let the TV keep running. You get alone with God and spend this time talking to Him. It's an important appointment. Somebody comes to the door, you let them leave a note. If somebody's going to call, let them leave a voicemail. So eliminate interruptions. And then lastly, get a regular place. Make the appointment for the time and the place. Get your prayer notebook. Have it there with your Bible. Get a place where you can, it seems to me, be comfortable. Very difficult for me. It's not so difficult to get down on my knees. It's just very difficult for me to get back up off my knees now. And unless it's really cushioned, it's very painful. to be on my knees. So I take Spurgeon's advice. He was saying that when he's reading the Bible, he gets in a comfortable chair and good lighting, and he reads the Bible. He says, he was hearing about a man, he says, I have read through the Bible on my knees. He says, no wonder you didn't get much out of it. By the time you're reading through a few chapters, all you could think about is the pain in your knees. I take that attitude toward prayer. I'm a person that my mind can drift away and I can fall asleep and all that stuff. So I actually tried one time the technique of praying where I laid flat out on my face before God. I thought that sounded very reverent, you know. And when I woke up, I decided that wasn't the place for me to be praying like that. So I get into a place where I don't have to think about my body bothering me, and I can exercise my thinking in time of prayer. I like to be alone. I found out that my mind can race on, and then my thoughts, my prayer thoughts, become jumbled and so on. So I like to pray out loud. There's a whole process that you go through when you're speaking out loud. If I'm talking to someone, your mind goes at a faster pace than your words. So at the point while your words are coming out, your mind is actually debating what to say next, how to say what you want to say in the best terms. And I found this was a great help to me in prayer. Now, you know, if I'm, I don't know, sitting at a bus stop, people all around, I'm probably not going to talk out loud. You know, I'm just not going to do that. So, get a place off to myself, isolated area, closet, Christ was calling it. Have your little notebook there where you can write down your requests, check to see prayer requests before. Notice when, if and when they were answered, and write that down. Today I was at Morristown, the Good News Club there, doing magic for Pastor Scott's wife, who runs that Good News Club. And he's the one who asked for prayer for his grandson, Dakota. Well, I sat next to Dakota today, and he introduced us, and I said, oh, we were praying for you. And I said, can I see? And he held out his poor old hand. This finger is down about this far, and this one is cut off at that first knuckle. But the fingers are healthy. I said, you got full movement? And he showed me, had full movement. And Pastor Scott said, "We're not worrying too much about what's lost. We're praising God for what's left." And I could see that was true. The boy was quite, you know, matter of fact about the whole thing. And whereas he could have lost all of the fingers, it was a log splitting machine that he got his fingers caught in. You thank God for what he's done. Recognize that over a period of time, as you're writing down all these answers to prayer, it dawns on you, you know, this couldn't be coincidence. People were asking prayer because it was not automatically assured that this was going to happen. I gave an assignment in my English composition class today. I said, I'd like for you to write a story of your experience of something important that happened to you between you and God. And I said, for instance, what do you think of when I say, what is the greatest experience you had in answered prayer? And Alicia in my class, she went, oh yeah, that'd be great. I said, well, if you don't mind me asking, what was it? She said, well, there was a time when my parents separated. And it was a very difficult time. She said, I spent a lot of time in prayer. And during that period of time, the mother and the children began doing homeschooling. They became very, very close together. They really began focusing on the Lord. And she said, and then God resolved it. And we came back to be a family. So, you know, these are things you ought not to forget. You ought to jot these down, at least, you know, in embryo, in a notebook, and remember these things.
Israel set up the rocks.
That's right.
Some on the bank and some in the middle of the river.
That's right. And various others. The famous monument they set up called Ed. You remember that? They always have these big long names, you know. This monument was called Ed. But they were monuments set up so that the young people coming along would say, well, what's that for? Ah, well, there is a story in that, you see. Here I raise my Ebenezer. Hither by thy help I'm come. Let's do that. Perhaps in a notebook, to remind us of the power of God. So, glorify God in your time. Therefore, schedule an important time with God. To make that important, eliminate all interruptions and get a regular place. Do this day by day. No more important interview, appointment, get-together, conversation, mentoring class. You can't get anything better than this, more important than this. But we've been missing it. Why? Because of what, a TV show? Because of doing something far less important? Is prayer important? And is it important to you?